This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
They are still looking for the person of interest, as they say, the suspected Lewiston mass shooter, Robert R. Card. They're still looking for this person. 18 people were killed, and at least 13 more were wounded, we understand, in his rampage. This is, again, a very, very fluid situation, folks, and we are monitoring it here as we go through the overnight hours across your dial all over America. So we hope that you'll stay with us, because we are going to try to bring you as much as we can about this story and, of course, all the other things that are happening all around the world, including, of course, the airstrikes in Syria, the Israeli-Gaza war, and everything else in between. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. A great pleasure to be with you as we go live on this Friday morning, and we're broadcasting, of course, to our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station of AM 860 The Answer, there in Tampa, Florida, by way of Southern California, of course. And we're also broadcasting to all of our great radio affiliates out there, including up on the satellite with GCN Network. And if you want to get live streams to listen to the program, head over to my website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website. And we have links to listen live to the program there, including links for our friends at GCNlive.com. And also, of course, folks, you heard in the introduction, 877-969-8600. Well, if you're new to the program, we have a brand new telephone number for this program. It is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959 if you'd like to call into the program and opine this morning. And if you're working across the overnights, like we were just speaking with John in Sarasota, and great to talk to him, by the way, right there before the top of the hour. If you're working across the overnights, if you're working a shift, if you're working in a job, if you're driving a big rig, if you're making deliveries out there, whatever you're doing, law enforcement, first responders, whatever you're doing this morning and you found us, we are so glad about that. And also, of course, you have found the place for news and politics in the overnights, all across America. This is the place, folks, and we're glad to be with you. Okay, so let's get you updated here. Let's all get updated on what's happening with this manhunt in Maine. First and foremost, of course, our hearts just break for those who have been affected by this shooter and those who were killed, their families, their friends, their loved ones. It's an absolute just heartbreaking, heart-wrenching thing. I can't imagine what they must be going through at this point. This from Reuters. Police in Maine extended their round-the-clock search for the suspected Lewiston mass shooter, Robert R. Card, into the early hours of Friday morning as the U.S. Army reservist eluded a manhunt following a bar and bowling alley massacres, again, that killed 18 people and wounded 13 more. Officials urged people to stay indoors for their safety. Part of the search played out on live television Thursday night as officials executed several search warrants in the neighboring town of Bowdoin, where Card lived. Now, there was a lot going on, and if you were following the sort of the live coverage and so forth, there were times when you'd hear them say things like, come out with your hands up, this kind of thing, but that all is part and parcel of standard police and law enforcement procedure when trying to clear these dwellings, clear these buildings, and execute the search warrant, of course. And so evidently, of course, he was not there. We don't know exactly where he might be, only because at this point he literally could be anywhere. But here's one of the things, though, of course, and that is he had been in a mental facility, we understand, just recently. He spent about 2 weeks there. He's reported, according to the reports, he would hear voices and so forth. He is trained. He's military trained and so forth. But so this may give him some advantage in terms of eluding the authorities at this time. But the authorities are going to find him. That's just the long and the short of it. They are going to find this person. But right now, of course, in the state of Maine, people are being asked to stay in their homes, shelter in place, as it were, for safety's sake. And that, of course, I think is a definitely a prudent maneuver right now. And some people, of course, have talked about this idea of the fact that this person had a weapon. We have Vice President Kamala Harris. She made a statement about this, basically, you know, again, you know, bringing up the idea of gun control. She says it doesn't have to be this way. She says, as our friends in Australia have demonstrated, and so on and so forth. But there was an interesting piece in Town Hall today, and that piece talked about the idea that, well, wait a minute, there is a glaring issue here with this whole issue. It's not just about banning weapons altogether for law-abiding citizens, but this person actually went into a mental health facility, and this person was known to law enforcement. Okay, known to law enforcement. So Matt Vespa over at Town Hall picked up on this and basically says this is the glaring detail that everybody's missing in terms of the gun control narrative in the wake of these of the Maine shootings. And I think he brings up a good point. The person was known to law enforcement, had mental known mental health issues. So why wasn't something done about somebody who we already were aware of and knew was dealing with some very serious problems? And I think that's a good, very, very good question. And unfortunately, we'll find out more. We don't know where in the system this all was, but certainly it's not about disarming the public, because if you're at home right now and you're wondering where this person might be, you're going to want to protect yourself. That's what the Second Amendment is all about as well. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You know, I have a feeling that Representative Jamal Bowman might want to pull the fire alarm again when he finds out that, according to a new poll, Joe Biden's approval rating with Democrats went down 11 points again, another drop, and it's the record low in 1 month. So I don't know. He might need to go pull the fire alarm to cause a distraction of some sort. I don't know. But, yeah, he's going to plead guilty. He's going to pay a $1,000 fine. And what is it, 3 months? Nothing else happens in 3 months. They'll drop it or some such thing. He'll be in the clear. It's okay. It's all right. I'm going to do a Joe Biden. It's all right. It's okay. You can pull a fire alarm if you don't want to go vote on that thing. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Here we are, back again, and the telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And I got a great message earlier today. Really appreciate it. Joanne, really appreciate it. And letting us know that we've got some fans up in Canada, up in Ottawa, I believe. And so that really made my day. I appreciate that. I'm really happy to hear that. And we're glad that everybody's there. We are meeting a lot of new great people. We are having great conversations here in the overnights across America. And I just couldn't be happier. This is the best job in the world, folks. You know, I say that from time to time. I really do mean it. Really do mean it. And it's because of you. And all through the day as we get ready for the program, and all the people, by the way, behind the scenes, who are doing what they're doing to make sure everything's ready to go and that we're ready to transmit and all these technical aspects and so forth. I also want to give a shout out to them because it is a group effort. It's a team effort. And by the time it's time for me to get on the microphone, a lot of people have already had to do a bunch of other stuff just to get me to that point. So I appreciate that. And I appreciate all the listeners out there. And I appreciate the messages. is, and I appreciate just having you there here in the overnight hours as we continue on this journey together. So, yes, Joe Biden's approval rating is now sinking again. This, according to Breitbart, it sunk 11 percentage points among Democrats in just over 1 month. Amid destabilization in the Middle East, according to a Gallup poll published on Thursday. Biden's approval among his party plummeted from 86% to a record low of 75% as the Democrat Party struggles with large swaths of support for Palestinians, many of whom sympathize with the Hamas terrorists. Axios reported, Biden is at risk of alienating members of his own party with his unequivocal support for Israel, which has carried out a weeks-long bombardment and total siege of Gaza in response to the Hamas's October 7th terrorist attacks. An annual Gallup poll conducted in February found that Democrats sympathized more with Palestinians than Israelis for the first time in the survey's two-decade history. The divide is particularly stark between generations. Less than half, 48%, of Gen Z and millennials believe the U.S. should publicly voice support for Israel, according to a recent NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll. So now back to the article there. Biden remains a steadfast supporter of Israel's defense measures against Hamas. Hamas's terror attack killed at least 1,400 Israelis and resulted in more than 200 kidnappings. In this moment, we must be crystal clear. The United States has Israel's back. We will make sure the Jewish and Democrat state of Israel can defend itself today, tomorrow, and we will always, as we always have, Biden said on October 10th. Biden's tough position against Hamas contrasts with his support for Palestinian aid, which critics claim could fall into the hands of Hamas. Well, of course it will. That's the definition of sending aid into Gaza. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you shouldn't there shouldn't be any humanitarian aid, or that we should somehow make sure that nothing like that ever gets through. But we have to have clear eyes on how things work with terror groups like Hamas. We're not dealing with a nation state. We're not dealing with a government that really represents its people. It doesn't have their best interest at heart. This is a, you know, talk about a criminal organization. This is it. And so it is quite interesting to me that once again we see that somehow backing Israel, which is our greatest ally in the Middle East, which is the democracy in the Middle East, which has the same core values that we as Americans have and that our country was founded upon, and yet somehow Israel is the aggressor. It is it is the bad actor. It's the Nazis. You know, I mean, oh my gosh. How is this possible? It does absolutely blow my mind. So Biden is now having this problem because of support for Israel, as opposed to saying what? Now, by the way, I think they've even tried to walk the tightrope on this. And this happened to Karine Jean-Pierre over at the press briefing room. You know, she had to come out and then reiterate, no, we're not for anti-Semitism. We're not taking a weak position on that. Because they have been trying to walk that tightrope. Well, my friends, it's time for clear choices. Clear choices, clear paths of where we're going to go on planet Earth in 2023. Because you've got the Hamas terror groups, others, their Iran sponsors, and so forth, the North Korea, you've got Putin, you've got China, you've got all these different influences and these different, we call them axes of evil or unholy alliances, whatever you want to call them. But they want to go in a distinctly different path. Now you tell me, different places in these kinds of governments and these particular places on Earth. Now, you tell me where you can go and express your political opinion, where you can go and live your life the way you want to live it. In America, we don't always agree with the way our neighbor is living their life. But it's America, right? It's a different story under the Taliban. It's a different story under the Chinese communist government. It's a different story under the Putin regime. It's certainly a different story in Tehran. And it's a heck of a different story in the Palestinian areas under Hamas. You don't have to agree with everybody, but freedom is better than what the alternative is that they would force upon you, that they would force upon you without any reservation, without batting an eye. They would eliminate you as fast as you could say anything, because that's what they're up to. All right, I think we got time to take a quick call before we hit the break. Line two, you are on the air. Welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning. I was just woke up, and I've got to tell you, I can't understand the show. You've got bubbling or airwaves or an echo in there, so it's really hard to even tell if you're aware of the problem.
We're not. I'm not on this end, but we'll definitely try to check it out. Is this Mary in St. Pete?
Yes.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, Mary. I appreciate that. We'll pass that along, and hopefully it can get cleared up.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you. Thanks again. Mary in St. Pete, everybody, calling in. And yeah, sometimes there are technical issues and so forth, so I'm glad that she called, because that way we know. Sometimes it can be localized to the particular station you might be listening to. We just don't know. But we will try to check it out for sure, and we will see if we can get that taken care of. So once again, and that's a great thing about our listenership as well, is they will always let us know if something isn't exactly functioning just right. So we do appreciate that, Mary and St. Pete. All right. Well, once again, folks, we've got a lot more to tell you about as we continue through the overnight hours. 949-822-7959. That is the number if you'd like to call back. And we have a lot more to talk about, of course. And, of course, if you want to go to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can send me a direct message like Richard the Marine did earlier this morning. Direct message. Thank you again, Richard. Semper Fi. And you can also subscribe to my podcast. You can find out more about social media. We've got Facebook and, of course, X, formerly Twitter. And so we hope that you'll take a stroll over there at KyleWarrenShow.com. And we hope to hear from you. And, folks, we're going to be right back after this. Lots more coming up. We'll see you on the other side.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The sitting president is losing favor with his own party.
President Biden's approval rating within his own party has hit a record low. According to a Gallup poll, only 75% of Democrat respondents approve of his performance in the White House, marking an 11-point drop from the previous month.
Maine authorities are still hunting for a suspected mass shooter. Last night, a gunman opened fire inside a Lewiston bowling alley and bar, resulting in 18 fatalities and 13 injuries. Among the wounded, three are in critical condition. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump has some kind words for the new Speaker of the House. Lance Pry has that story.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump has congratulated the newly elected House Speaker, Mike Johnson. Yesterday, Trump spoke to reporters outside a New York courtroom and said Johnson is a tremendous leader and a tremendous man who will be a great Speaker of the House.
Dave Collins, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Where's the money, indeed? And if you have enough money for chocolate chip ice cream, you're doing okay. It's a good day, right? It's a good day if you have enough for chocolate chip ice cream. I'll just say that. But, of course, it's Friday, folks. It is, and that was ladies' night, by the way, coming back in with us here. It's ladies' night, but it's Friday, and we're glad about that. And I hope that you have some great weekend plans as we head off into the weekend. And when we come up here on the next segment for the Trucker Traveler Report, we've got a great song picked out. We might even do two songs because we were having such a great conversation before during that time period. So I don't know. We might do two. And by the way, it's never been done before. So this could be an audio first that will be remembered for time in memoriam. If we do two songs during the Trucker Traveler Report, it could happen. And I don't know. It's Friday, so I'm just gonna be crazy enough to maybe do something like that. Sorry, folks, had to hit the cough button there just for a moment. FBI has received criminal information from over 40 confidential sources on Joe Biden, Hunter, and Biden, James Biden, according to Senator Grassley. By the way, folks, if you'd like to call into the program this morning, 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959, of course, Kyle Warren with you here. The FBI, this from Fox News, the FBI maintained more than 40 confidential human sources on various criminal matters related to the Biden family, including Joe Biden, dating back to his time as vice president, according to information obtained by Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican out of Iowa. The confidential human sources, quote, provided, That's an important differentiation there. Provided criminal information to the FBI relating to Joe Biden, James Biden, I just love saying that, and Hunter Biden. Those confidential human sources were managed by multiple FBI field offices across the nation, including FBI Seattle's field office. But Grassley learned that an FBI task force within the Washington field office sought to, and in some cases, successfully shut down reporting of reporting and information from those sources by falsely discrediting the information as foreign disinformation. Where have we heard that before? Foreign disinformation. The laptop? Oh, what was that? Oh, that... All together now, that was Russian disinformation, right? Well, of course it wasn't. It was shown to not be. But at the time, of course, no, this is the story we're sticking with. It's just Russian disinformation. Back to the article. That effort, quote, caused investigative activity to cease, unquote. So that's fine. You got somebody running blocker for you. That's great. I guess, if you're Biden, James Biden, or you're Joe Biden, or you're Hunter Biden, and somebody's running interference for you from the Washington field office, well, it's all fine. No big deal. Everything's good. It's all fine. However, despite those efforts by the FBI task force, Grassley said, in at least one instance, a confidential human source and its information has been vetted by, vetted by multiple U.S. attorney's offices, which found, quote, no hits to known sources of Russian disinformation, unquote. You know, it's like a tired old cliche now, isn't it? No, it's just Russian disinformation. And isn't that something? I mean, they think that they can sort of hide behind that kind of thing, or it could the investigations themselves could be shut down because, well, we know that Vladimir Putin, he picked Donald Trump to be president. Then, for some odd reason, he didn't pick Donald Trump and then picked Joe Biden. Because, in other words, I don't want to get into the 2020 election thing, but honestly, I don't think some of these people can have it both ways. I mean, it's either Putin is controlling the elections, because obviously he got Donald Trump elected, right? Because it had to be, the Americans would never not elect Hillary Clinton. See, that's the other thing we're supposed to believe. That it's unthinkable that Americans would just not elect Hillary Clinton. You know, I mean, it was her turn, for goodness sakes. But they didn't elect Hillary Clinton. They elected Donald Trump. And so then the story, well, it's got to be Vladimir Putin. So this whole thing of Russian disinformation, because we know he's on the side of Donald Trump, and Donald Trump's on the side of Vladimir Putin. So this whole phrase, Russian disinformation, probably just took on a power and a life and a specter and a grandiosity that of its own. Back to the article. The revelations were laid out in a letter Grassley wrote to Attorney General Merrick Garland and FBI Director Christopher Wray late Tuesday night. The letter was exclusively obtained by Fox News Digital. Quote, based on the information provided to my office over a period of years by multiple credible whistleblowers, there appears to be an effort within the Justice Department and FBI to shut down investigative activity relating to the Biden family, Grassley wrote to Garland and Wray. Quote, such decisions point to significant political bias infecting the decision-making of not only the Attorney General and FBI Director, but also line agents and prosecutors. He added, quote, our republic cannot survive such a political infection, and you have an obligation to this country to clear the air. Grassley has been investigating for years information, records, and allegations from multiple Justice Department whistleblowers that indicate, quote, there is and has been an effort among certain Justice Department and FBI officials to improperly delay and stop full and complete investigative activity into the Biden family, including, but not limited to, the FD-1023s referencing the Biden family, those forms. An FD-23 is an FBI-generated form used to document confidential human source reporting. So all this, and, you know, it, one of the reasons I bring this up on the program tonight is because we're not hearing a lot about a lot of this stuff because of the events in the Middle East and now, of course, the U.S. airstrikes into Syria against the Iran-backed proxy forces. But all of this is still there. All of this is still happening. All of this is something that will affect the upcoming election in a big way because it wasn't allowed to affect it in any way, really, in the last election cycle. And I'm not talking about cheating or rigging or anything like that. I'm saying that the American people really weren't able to have a clear view of the information having to do with anything about the Biden family, anything to do with the laptop, anything to do with the possible money trail, and all these things that sort of go together and make it really, really suspicious. And I go back to the other day when we had a quote from Jonathan Turley talking about the allegations. Well, the allegations are there, and they seem to be strong enough, and the evidence uncovered so far seems to be strong enough in order to continue the investigations. And Jonathan Turley doesn't have a bone to pick, I think, with Joe Biden. He's certainly not a conservative Republican. He's a constitutional scholar and so forth. So was Alan Dershowitz. And I, that's why I really admire those two gentlemen, because they seem to be able to cut through a lot of the partisan issue and just give some kind of evaluation from their own expertise. But here's the thing. When that evaluation from their own expertise suddenly lines up with the notion that, hey, where there's smoke, there's fire, well, then the left just goes crazy. They just don't understand. I mean, and this is what makes it even more credible, that there's reason to look into this. And as I've said before, with every turn of the proverbial archaeologist's spade in this Biden family issue, we keep getting more stuff. None of this says, well, there's just nothing there. There's nothing happening here. It's not an issue. In fact, it's just we're going to chalk this up to some made-up MAGA thing about Republicans and conservatives, and boy, oh boy, they're just grasping at straws. They have absolutely no clue about what's going on, so they're making this stuff up. Well, guess what? They're not. It certainly shows that they're not. But what was made up? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was the Russian disinformation. Oh, that was the stuff that was made up. Give me a break. Stay right there, everybody. Trucker Traveler Report coming up right after this.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
That's right. Burn, baby, burn. Turn them and burn them. We are rocking across your radio dial in the overnight hours all across America this morning. 949-822-7959. And I am Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you. And we have so much more to tell you about on the program this morning. And, folks, we are going to now attempt something that has never been done, as far as we know, on this program or anything like it. We're going to attempt to get in two songs before we head over and talk with Denise Simon towards the top of the hour and do our Trucker and Traveler report, because we were having such a great conversation earlier last hour that we had to forego the song. But let's go ahead. We're going to start with this particular song here. I think you're going to get a kick out of it because it is the Friday edition, folks.
The way
That's right. We got Loverboy. It is everybody's working for the weekend, and I know that a lot of people out there this morning are working for the weekend. No doubt about that. That is song number one. Now, again, folks, something we've never done. Something that hasn't been accomplished yet, as far as we know, in terms of the Trucker and Traveler Report. Let's have another great song. We heard this one once before, but it is so good. We're bringing it back. Let's check it out, because it is Eric Clapton, Friday Morning. A great Eric Clapton song. Those of you who know me, you know I'm a big Eric Clapton fan. And I just love the records he made and makes and so forth. And, of course, we had Loverboy. Everybody's working for the weekend. Folks, you are part of an historic event here on the program. Two songs. Two songs before the Trucker Traveler Report. I think that pumps us up. It's Friday. And I don't know. I feel like we've now accomplished something here. All right. Well, in just a few moments, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com as soon as we tell you what's happening out there. And, of course, we do have a freeze watch. This is in effect for Seattle, Washington, all the way down Interstate 5 through Portland, Oregon, down through Eugene. Becomes a freeze warning there near Roseburg and Medford, Oregon. Freeze warning in Northern California, all this. If you're coming down Interstate 5, you've got, to that point, you've got a freeze warning there. Then we've got a fire weather watch for most of the rest of Central Valley of California, and that means you're looking for gusty winds. We could have a Santa Ana wind or high wind event here in Southern California, in the Los Angeles area down towards San Diego, so be aware of that. We continue with our winter weather advisories. This up in Montana, coming out I-90 out of Idaho through Missoula down to Butte. Also, winter storm warning up in the northeast corner of Montana this morning. Winter storm warning all across North Dakota. We've also got, looks like, winter weather advisory central Nebraska. Freeze warning if you're listening on the mighty 710 KNUS there in Denver, Colorado. You've got a freeze warning this morning. It starts up just south of Cheyenne, Wyoming, down I-25 through Denver, a little south of Denver. Winter storm watch heading out I-70, by the way, if you're heading out west out of Denver today. And then we've also got a fog advisory, dense fog. This is in southern Mississippi. So if you're coming up near Picayune, up through Laurel, and you're traveling up Interstate 59, you've got dense fog advisory. Then if you're just north of Hammond up to Macomb, coming in there in Mississippi, coming out of Louisiana, that's where you're going to be on I-55. You could also be going into some dense fog in that area, so do be careful there. Be very careful. Another dense fog advisory to tell you about, this in North Carolina from Jacksonville on up to maybe Elizabeth City here. Let's check it out. Yes, patchy dense Fort Fogg, all the way up from there up to Elizabeth City. Wilmington also included in that as well. So do be careful out there, because they're, when you're traveling across the highways and byways, especially at night, this time of morning, you know, you just want to be extra special on the lookout for things. And again, let's check out real quick. I think we got our precipitation happening there, and we still see a lot of that snow. At least on the radar, the snow was concentrated up in the eastern part of North Dakota, and then mostly in the northern part of Minnesota this morning. And you've got all kinds of rain and snow on the radar map this morning. This is going to be again in the northern part of Minnesota this morning. It's going to travel on over into Ontario and then also into Manitoba as well. So just be careful, be on the lookout, and stay safe out there, because that's exactly what we want for our truckers and travelers this morning. All right, folks, without further ado, let's head on over and pick up Denise Simon here on the telephone line. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, there's so much happening, and I know that everybody is waiting to find out your take, of course, on these airstrikes into Syria against these Iran-backed proxy forces.
I think it was a feeble response, because Syria is the least of the issues. Mostly the strikes against us were from Iraq. And the two targets that we hit with F-16s in Syria, one was a weapons dump cache, and the other was an ammunition dump, period. It doesn't look like there are any people there. So, yeah. There were others that we should have done first. So this was a kind of a post-it note that we sent over, I think, to really Hezbollah, and not a very big one. So I'm okay with it, but I think there were other places that we could have done some strikes.
Well, and of course, also, you know, they're saying, well, this is not connected at all with what's happening in Israel, but I think it's hard for that to be, you know, I think widely seen, because of everything that's just all happening at the same time.
Well, it's everything that has to do with Israel, because Israel is under attack by Iran, and so are we. So...
No kidding.
I mean, you can take Iran out of the equation. I mean, Israel out of the equation and have Iran there, but we are no different than Israel is, except theirs is much worse.
Indeed. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Folks, stay with us. You'll hear your top of the hour news. And when we come back, more with Denise Simon right on the other side. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle One.
Third Watch.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.